come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Yeshua is calling. Oh, come to
Thank you.
Shabbat Ladon Hakol Latet Kidala Lutzer Bereshi Shelo Asanu Kayer Haretzot Velo Samanu Kimishpot Pachota Adama Shelo Sam Helchenu Kahem Vegor Halenu Kehol Hamonam Va'anachnu korim u'mishtachavim u'modim lifnei melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu shehu noten shamayim ve'yoser aretz u'moshav yekaro b'shamayim mima'al u'shkina tuzo Begav he me romim hu Eloheinu einot Emet malkeinu efazulato Kakatuv betorahato Veyadata yom veyadata yom Vahashavota elavavecha Ki Adonai hu Elohim Bashamayim mima'al ve'al ha'aretz ve'al ha'aretz mitachat einod einod. We hope, O Lord our God, to soon behold your majestic glory, when all abominations shall be removed and all false gods shall be at an end. Then shall the world be perfected under the rule of the Lord Almighty, and all mankind shall call upon your name, for to you every knee must bow, and every tongue declare that you are God. Reign over us soon and forever. May the kingdom of David's greater son be established forever, for then shall the words be fulfilled. Adonai imloch le'olam vaed, v'ne'emar v'haya Adonai, Melech al kol haaretz, b'yom ha'hu, b'yom ha'hu, yihye Adonai echad, u'shemo echad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for this Shabbat. We thank you that we can come before you in our homes and just lift our hands and worship you. I will lift my hands to the Lord my God. To him alone will I sing my praise. I will sing, I will praise the Lord. I will lift my hands to the Lord my God. To him alone will I sing my praise. I will sing, I will praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
stronger than our enemies, Lord, and that you will scatter them before us, Father. And we just come before you and we thank you and we adore you, Lord. We adore you for your goodness. We adore you because of who you are, Lord. Before you, your majesty fills. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols.
We bow.
We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us freedom. Give us praise. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us peace.
Reading the tour portion this week, I just kind of had the revelation that every generation that comes up has the needs to make choices. Isaac made choices, Abraham made choices, and each consecutive generation has choices to make. So Lord, we ask this, that you would make us a generation that seeks your face.
We bow our hearts, Lord, we bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean
Give us peace, give us joy.
I was reading the Torah portion, rereading it again this morning. I had thoughts similar to what Netanya shared. And my heart was just incredibly grieved for the brokenness of the family, of the deceit and the manipulation and the favoritism of the parents. And I thought about how we bless our children in the names of these patriarchs who are so greatly, greatly flawed. And yet the Lord loved them, and we bless our children because they are the patriarchs and the matriarchs. They are the ones who walked in faith. And I believe that what the Lord was really trying to impress and wants to impress through this is that we're called to seek his face and to walk according to his ways and holiness, not for his sake, but for our sake. The troubles and the pain and the grief that we can be spared if we choose him, just as Netanya said, we have a choice. If we choose him, his will is going to be done with or without us, but we can choose to walk with him and escape the pain and the suffering that would come from being a generation who choose to follow the things of the world. So Lord, yes, let us be a generation that chooses you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols.
I just wanted to read the first few verses of John 15 because it definitely, it's very much related, to this chapter in particular. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
I do have something.
Yes.
I'm just going to do it from over here.
Squeeze it.
I have a testimony that this week on Friday morning, I was having some quiet time and coming before the Lord, and I was really just struck by how beautiful and amazing God is and how he speaks to me. And that I really had a strong sense of just wanting to praise him. There's feedback. Sorry. Anyways, after I was having that time, some things had happened, and it was like minor little life things where, you know, something's not working. I was just, you know, I was still able to say, oh my goodness, how great God is. He's amazing. And just throughout the week, that was just with me, is that, he was just encouraging me through his word that he does speak to me, and that, you know, blessing just came forth from my mouth, and it was pretty powerful. So
I didn't necessarily have a scripture that came during worship, but this morning I was reading from Isaiah I think I read a couple chapters, and I don't think I read chapter 55, but as I'm looking at it now, it seems like it's in line with what other people are saying, and it has a lot of the content has to do with what people are saying. So I'd like to read that. It's Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies shown to David. Behold, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and make it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up, and instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign, which will not be cut off. And actually, I'm remembering I read this morning, and the one particular verse that I thought about, and maybe during worship was, as I was trying to remember it, verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.